So Ajahn Anand, I think Ajahn Tanimo was saying that Ajahn Anand actually had, you know, access or whatever, maybe there was like visions of the Pure Land. And when Ajahn Dhan was here, there was a question of him, and he said, I think it was a monk asking, like, after you die, and maybe you think you're not going to make it, you know, to Nibbana, like, practically speaking, like, what would you recommend to that kind of person? Some kind of question like that. Ajahn Dhan was saying, like, a response, something like, you could aspire to be, does anyone else remember? You could aspire to be reborn at the time of whatever the next Buddha is. There's some kind of answer like that, like, yeah, be reborn in the heaven until the next Buddha comes. So actually making those aspirations. And is this anything that Lompo Cha, did he reach anything close to this, or is this? No.
That's those central ties. They're always a big fun. No, I mean, Ajahn Chah is, you know, he's a villager. He's a northeasterner. These are really kind of salt of the earth people. The idea of, he would actually sort of really poo poo the idea of, because it is. It's part of Thai culture. You know, throughout all of Thailand. That aspiration for being reborn, basically that you've missed the boat this lifetime because you didn't meet you've missed the previous Buddha by like 2500 years and it's, you know, it's just this really the degenerate age and all you can really do is just get, you know, make that happen. Do meritorious deeds, make aspirations to be born with them when the Aryamaitarya arises, and then you'll be able to practice. Ajahn Chah would just rip people up and down with that, because that sense of, you know, it doesn't matter what, and if you present moment, how are you practicing? How are you working with the present moment? If you're deferring practice now to some future time, yeah, even if Aryamaitarya shows up, you'll be looking for some other Buddha. Mm-hmm. Now's the time to practice.
I heard some senior monk in Thailand say, you're lazy now, and you'll be lazy when Maitreya comes.
I think I recall another one, like, do you think Maitreya's time is going to be any different?
Yeah, and that's the reality, is that, you know, the actual truth is the truth. Whether Buddhas appear in the world or don't appear in the world, all formations are impermanent, all formations are non-self, all dhammas are anatta. That's the bottom line. That love can be contemplated, reflecting on that.
I like your reflection as well on this that you've talked about before, which is, it's a crap shot, it's Russian roulette. And you really need to know that and be ready for it, because it's not necessarily going to get any better.
Oh, yeah.
So long. How can catch up to you?
You think in terms of the, especially if you start making aspirations for the future. The scale of time is so sort of vast. You can miss it by a couple of eons.